Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned into Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour goes to Yemen, where UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the reopening of Yemeni ports amid a humanitarian crisis in the war-ravaged country. Guterres said the UN will be working closely with the relative parties to see when and how a new strong initiative will be possible. He made the comments in Kuwait, which is leading mediation efforts to resolve the crisis in Yemen. In March of 2015, Saudi Arabia imposed an air and sea blockade against Yemen, which has resulted in a dire humanitarian situation across the country. Thousands of people are also grappling with a deadly cholera outbreak as they are in urgent need of medical help. Prominent international rights groups have warned of serious consequences as a result of the epidemic, which has already killed some 2,000 people. Crossing over to London, joined by Mr. Mohammed Ali Carter, journalist and political commentator. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what do you think prompted the UN Secretary General to actually make this call for reopening the Yemeni ports at this time?
Well, of course, it's very true. They need to be opened. The entire population of Yemen is suffering as a result of this blockade. And this affects not just the north or the center of the country, it affects the entire country. You can't get anything in or out. And I've spoken directly to humanitarian and aid organizations that work specifically in Yemen at the moment. And they can only express to me how difficult it is for them to operate. Even bringing in basic supplies like food and water is incredibly difficult, if not nearly impossible. And everything from aid organizations to medicines to genuine humanitarian aid is just not allowed into the country and is being dictated by the Saudi coalition. And of course, they're not allowing anything in regardless of what it would actually be used for. So the UN is absolutely right to make these claims. The only problem is that this isn't the first time that the UN has made similar types of promises. And we know from a long series of examples that Saudi Arabia's leverage over the UN is a massive problem. So regardless of what the UN says or wants to do, it can be very difficult to actually implement them when they're actually challenging Saudi Arabia, who is one of their biggest financial backers as well.
What is it going to take, as you just said, because of external entities having a lot of influence on the United Nations? As you said, they've made this call before, but what is it going to take to be able to actually implement this in order to alleviate the suffering that's taking place inside of Yemen?
Well, that's the problem, because Saudi Arabia is directly responsible for the blockade. It's occupied huge areas of the country, and is the UN itself has also admitted that it has evidence to prove that Saudi Arabia is also financing and backing different armed groups in the country. So Saudi Arabia essentially has the keys to Yemen, unfortunately. And as we know very well, especially from your very detailed reporting on the conflict in Yemen, Saudi Arabia is just not allowing the situation to change, regardless of what's happening on the ground. They're making endless excuses for the reasons behind the huge figures of civilian deaths, of children's deaths, and of course now we have this massive cholera outbreak, which has been going on for a long time now, and these are unprecedented figures that we're seeing in this day and age. Cholera should be extinct, remember, and here in the West cholera just isn't around anymore, but Yemen is going through unprecedented statistics of this epidemic. And Saudi Arabia, regardless of the pressure that it's receiving from the UN and the rest of the international community, is not letting up or opening the ports or anything. So unfortunately, pressuring Saudi Arabia to make a change is the only way to solve it. But unfortunately, Saudi Arabia is not the type of country that is open to reason negotiations, and is preferring to use hostile and unnecessary aggression in its foreign policy. And I'm very sad to say that Yemen is the biggest victim of that aggressive foreign policy at the moment. So unless there's a way we can get the Saudis to abandon this terrible campaign in Yemen, there is very little hope we have of the UN actually being able to keep its word in releasing the port cities and opening the airports to allow in some aid, which is desperately needed, as you can tell from the statistics we're seeing from coming out of the country right now.
Thank you so much for being with us out of London, Mohammed Ali Carter, journalist and political commentator.